Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. I want to make sure that over the next 5 days that we spend a little time talking about direction found in peace. I am so absolutely certain that peace is the greatest commodity that we could ever hope for in this life. Jesus came to give us peace. Jesus came upon his resurrection and gave his disciples the first thing, peace. And I believe that the little book of James in chapter 2 gives us a direction on how we're to live in peace. I believe when we live in peace, it is so much easier to grasp and understand God's direction for our life. And so the scriptures start off in chapter 2 in the book of James with these words. How can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, you can stand over there or else sit on the floor, well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? Well, it's easy to talk about the difference between poor and wealthy, especially if you're kind of wealthy. But it's not so easy to do that when you redistribute those words and say, but what if it's black and white? What if it is brown and black? What if it is, and you could just go on, right? I mean, what if it's Asian and Caucasian? And what if it's Hispanic in different parts of the world? And I would say that when we allow our hearts to be held captive by hate, then we'll never find the direction found only in peace. And you say, well, Chuck, I don't really hate. I just have this dislike. And I would say that for us to harbor that kind of anger or bitterness or resentment is a direct reflection in our life and our heart of how we might believe that God made us special and left somebody else out. And the fact is, we all know that's not true. So today, as we prepare for meditation, I want us to take a little bit of a heart assessment and take a look at our life and be able to say, wait a minute, am I viewing all of God's creation with wisdom? Am I seeing God's creation and treating God's creation as he sees it and as he knows it to be, as he's created it? So let's take a couple of deep breaths and prepare our hearts and our heads for a time of meditation, knowing that this breath is the separation from all that the world clamors for with our attention, and the quietness and the stillness of walking into God's favorite room and spending some time to talk with him, and more importantly, for him to talk with us. Let's breathe. You ready? This time I want you to draw it in and hold it and then send that fresh life found in oxygen to the different parts of your body and then force it out. And as you force it out, imagine if you would forcing out anything that is less than Christ-like in your life. It's almost like you're blowing it away. Let's breathe. Hold it. And join me in this prayer. Lord God, allow our life to represent so much more than what this world represents. Allow our heart to be focused on you. Allow how we see ourselves in the mirror not to be greater than any other person other than you. And allow us to see all people as you have created them in the image of God, our Creator. Continue this time of prayer by telling the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. Lord, today I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then bring before the Lord something for someone else. Maybe it's your spouse or child or maybe a grandchild, but bring before the Lord something that you're asking Him to do for someone else today. Ask the Lord now to search your heart for any vile or wicked, evil thoughts that may be tiny in comparison to what you know, but they're nonetheless, and ask the Lord to reveal any type of hatred or bigotry or anything of that nature in your soul that you might confess that. And Lord, forgive us for that. And then bring before the Lord one thing today that you are in desperate need for Him to do that only He can do, and bring before Him that one thing. Lord, would You do, and then blank in my life today. And now I want to invite you to take a little time just to hear from the Lord, to get quiet and still in a place of solitude and quietude so that you might hear from God in His nudgings and His promptings, in His voice, as He directs you clearly, as you find direction. And remember, I believe direction is best found when we find ourselves at peace. So in these few moments, I invite you into a place of the peace of God where you allow Him to speak directly to your soul. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. And I'm back, and I know you've enjoyed the time of peace and quietude and solitude with the Lord. I was reminded while we were in that time of quietude of Psalm 106, where the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Who can ever praise Him half enough?" This is a prayer of remembrance. King David is recalling how, although he and his ancestors had sinned and forgotten the Lord's many acts of graciousness and kindness toward them, God still saved them and rescued them from their enemies. They continued to go astray and fall by the wayside, but time after time, God delivered them because of His faithful love and His goodness. Let this psalm be a reminder that our heart might look upon our fellow man and recognize that God made no mistake when He made the wonderful them any more than when He made the wonderful us. Be sure you find direction this week in peace by walking in harmony with Christ our Lord. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.